Service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
In compliance with recent government mandates, this program is hosted by essential personnel. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Good evening and welcome to Opera Translations, the program where we translate into a language you can understand this highbrow opera music you've heard all your life. On stage now is a man whose name is synonymous with big fat opera singers. It's Luciano Pavarotti. And now I will translate what he is singing so that you, the common man, can understand. All right, he's winding up for a big finish now. And here's the translation. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. Simply beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. And the crowd goes wild, and as Mr. Pavarotti leaves the stage, waving to the crowd, I'm sure he's heading backstage to the buffet. Thank you. Good night.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
It's an idiotic statement.
No respect at all. I tell you, sometimes I can't take it no more.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Now for another item with this tropical flavor.
Yeah.
Welcome to Conspiracy Night on the Health and Wealth Show. Our special guest tonight is Terry Adams. Remember, the truth is out there. We invite you to open your eyes and take a look. Now, here's your host, David Earnest.
Thank you, Rusty. This is Conspiracy Night. Yes. And, of course, our guest is noted conspiracy buster, truth finder.
Buster.
And what does he call you?
I'm a truther.
He's a truther. The crown prince of playtime or something?
Yeah,
that's
a
catchy name, too.
Yeah, okay.
And I guess you can have a lot of fun with these things you sell over there at Adams
Motorsports.
That's
the whole point. Yeah.
Maybe
yep.
we should all get a motorcycle and just ride off into the sunset.
That's a great idea. Where are we going to go?
It's getting nutty out here. I don't know. I was asking David yesterday, is there anywhere we could go and start our own country? Just get a few of us and go out there.
They frown on that.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't mean here. I mean, we go someplace else.
Well, like, I know, but the problem is you have the people that want to take it over, you know?
Yeah. Well, when they take that over, we'll go somewhere else. We'll be like the band of gypsies.
There you go.
Driving down the highway.
And tonight, we are celebrating something special today.
Yes,
what
we are.
Celebrating?
You go ahead. I'm getting something.
Oh, okay. It is somebody's birthday that's on here quite a bit, and they're pretty tall about things. And what we're going to do today is if you call in and wish this person happy birthday.
Who is this person?
Boy, that's the
he's very
tall,
he's kind of tall.
Uh-huh. Oh, that guy.
And
is he standing behind me?
If you wish him happy birthday, the first two people get a free pizza. The next four get 15% off of Crave Cafe.
There you go.
What kind of a deal? And all you got to do is call 272-9228 and say, happy birthday, Too Tall Matthew.
Oh, well, man. Before that happens.
Yes.
So I've got something here the folks back in research put together.
I'm going to play it for you now.
Okay.
Suits back in
the research. The suits back in research.
Okay. R&D.
They Googled you.
The Skunk Works.
And this is what they came up with.
Okay.
And now, a brief history of Matthew Too Tall Ernest. Matthew was born at a very early age. He was born in the hospital because he wanted to be near his mother. Growing up was not hard for Matthew. As a matter of fact, he did most of it during his formative years. Having already attained a height of 5'11" by the age of 4, he was the tallest kid in pre-K. As a matter of fact, he was the tallest kid in the neighborhood. You might even check the Guinness Book for that year. I'm sure his name shows up there as well. Now let's flash forward to his high school years, because in grades 1 through 8, it was pretty boring for Matthew. But in high school, he got the acting bug when his class put on a production of Jack and the Beanstalk. His best friend Larry got the part of Jack. Matthew got the other part. Once again, flashing forward to age 21, Matthew had decided to join the military. He even went down to the recruiting office to sign up. But the recruiter told him to go home, and they would call him back when Earth was invaded by the giants from the planet Zoltar. Then one day, Matthew picked up a guitar, and the guy at the music shop said, "Hey, String Bean, put that down unless you're buying." Well, he bought the guitar, and he set out towards Nashville. Yes, for a short time, there were 1,353 guitar pickers in Nashville. Until the day Matthew stowed away on a Greyhound bus and rode back to Montgomery. Then there were 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville. At loose ends and looking for something to do, Matthew considered joining the NBA. Yeah, sure, he could play some ball, but he was uncomfortable with changing his first name to Kareem, especially since they wanted him to change his last name to Of Wheat. And now to present day. Matthew has attained the height of 6'7".
What?
8.
What?
9. Tell him to stop growing, for goodness sake. And he has joined the family business with his father, David Ernest. And he is now an ass... Goodness, what's my place? An asset preservationist. Everyone, take a moment and wish Matthew Too Tall Ernest a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'll wait. Oh,
happy birthday. Thanks,
guys. Okay, I think everybody got it in.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday, Matthew, and may you have many more.
Yes.
Only don't let Minnie's husband, Fred, find out about it. He's kind of funny about that. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday.
How did you get all that history
up? Oh, I don't know, man. They just, they drink a lot.
There
down
needs
there,
to be a country music singer named Ann Minnie Moore. Think of all the free publicity she would get.
I know. Somebody would sue them. Probably somebody. Man, I know the phones are just lit up. People wanting to get this stuff. Now, remember, if you're one of the people that call, all you have to do is call 279-7431 when
and
we
leave
get
a message.
With it, and
yes,
leave a message so we
if
get
you're the
touch
first
with
two,
it.
You get a pizza.
Okay, here we go. You're on the air with David Ernest. Who's this? Don't cuss.
Yeah, Randy from Snowden. Happy birthday, Too Tall Ernest.
Oh, thank you, Randy. All right, Randy.
Heartfelt, Randy.
Randy, call 279-7431. Leave your message and say that you won the pizza.
Very hard.
Ain't no problem. We out here at the ball field trying to beat the rain.
All right. Good luck. We got to catch these other calls.
All right. See you.
Thanks a lot. Randy. All right. We're going to line two now. You're on the air on the what is this show? This is the Health and Well show, yeah. And
David Ernest.
Identify yourself, don't cuss, and come get me, because evidently I've blown a gasket.
This is Cooper, and happy birthday, Too Tall Ernest.
Oh, thank you, Cooper. All right.
Felt too.
All right, Cooper, called 279-7431. Leave your name and that you want a pizza.
Okay, I sure will. 279-7431.
That's it.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you, sir.
Hope you have many birthdays yourself.
Okay, we've got two more lines ringing.
Yeah, but we're going to give away 15% off.
Okay, well, that one quit.
As many want to call and say happy birthday for these next few minutes, we'll take them on.
You're on the air with David Ernest. Who's this? Don't cuss.
This is Mama.
Mama?
Mama!
This is Susan.
Hey, Mom.
Matthew, a happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
He kept a secret from me, so that was good. And here's somebody else that wants to tell him happy birthday.
Aww.
This is your granny. Happy birthday, sweet boy.
Hey, granny. Thank you so much.
Aw, that's sweet.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, y'all, thanks a lot. I guess y'all know how to get your free stuff, okay?
Yeah, that was
they're going to get it.
Oh, well,
anyway.
I don't need any free stuff.
She already cooked some dinner for me. I'll tell you what, that was good.
All right, y'all be good now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. What did they cook for dinner?
It was pot roast.
Ooh.
Yeah, my goodness.
It
was
that
delicious.
Sounds good. Yeah. Oh, you already ate?
Already ate.
I don't eat till I go home from this. I had to cook it, too.
You know, Granny's got to eat early because she's older. Her blood sugar and everything gets a little...
Does she go to bed early?
You know, I think she goes to bed probably pretty late, but she goes on up to
she
her
goes
room.
To the bed
yeah,
early.
She goes to the bed.
I got where I go to bed, and I sleep about an hour, and I'll wake up, and I'm just like awake.
Too.
And it takes me 2-3 hours to go back to sleep.
Sometimes I don't.
Man. Yeah, me too, man. Yeah. It's aggravating.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, there's another call. Let's see who that
another
is.
Call.
Maybe somebody tell me to quit whining. You're on the air with David Ernest. Who's this? And don't cuss.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey! Doing the show so far?
Thank you.
Anyway, I want to wish Matthew a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Sam. And you get 15% off the Crave Cafe. You just call 279-7431. Leave the message that you got the 15% off, and we'll send it. Coupon right to you.
Well, God bless. If y'all look out the window, there's a big old rain cloud coming, headed straight for you.
Uh-oh. It's coming right at us.
It's a common misconception.
Thank you, sir.
Better roll your windows up. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, sir. Yeah, I ran through a couple of showers on the way. And let's see, we're talking about Matthew's birthday.
Yeah.
You guys had some interesting stuff going on. We're going to talk about the moon landing as well, because that happened this week. In 1969.
Yes.
Well, that's what they say, yeah.
Now, are you of the belief that we did not go there? And I'm not trying to call you out or nothing.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think, this is my question, do you think that many people involved with one thing could actually keep that kind of secret for this long?
Look at the Manhattan Project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, they could. Wow. But here's the thing, that the military and our government intelligence agencies use what's called compartmentalization.
Yeah.
In other words, if you're the one that's manufacturing this little gear, this little gizmo that goes on the side of the limb,
right,
then you're sitting in your office working on this. You have no idea of anything else to do with the project. All you know is you got to build this thing that performs such and such function and fits here. And the guy next to you, two cubicles down, he may be building a wheel. But nobody really knows how everything's going to work together. So they compartmentalize it, so you really don't know.
Everybody's in the dark.
And that's the way you keep it secret.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe like Neil Armstrong thought they were sending him to the store.
You never know.
And, you know, he gets up there and...
Wait. This don't look like Walmart.
Hey, hold that thought. We got another call. You're on the air with David Ernest and Matthew on his birthday. Who's this and don't cuss?
Tell
him
your name. Alex.
Hey. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, little girl.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Matthew.
Happy
birthday.
Boy, her voice just dropped there, man. You need
multiple personalities.
Get her checked out, man.
This is the Hershey Walker syndrome.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, I know who that is. Thanks, guys.
Some happy birthday wishes there.
That was real heartfelt.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Y'all listening?
Thanks, Alex.
Y'all listening to the radio? Okay.
Happy birthday, bye.
Okay, we're waving at you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Now,
what a good crew.
I saw a picture of you on Facebook today. I believe your grandma put it on there. And your little girl sitting next to you, but she's wearing the birthday tiara.
Yeah.
Now, what happened there? Why didn't
she sometimes just gets the urge to wear that tiara?
Well,
I don't, you know.
We all do something.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I got mine on under my cap here.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay. She's the boss, for sure.
Now, jumping back to the moon once again.
You're going to jump to the moon?
There was a conspiracy.
I jumped over it.
Supposedly, Stanley Kubrick, he was adamant about the fact that he directed the moon landing.
I've heard that.
I believe he did.
And he actually, the film 2001: A Space Odyssey, which it was groundbreaking. If you've never seen it, go watch it. It's amazing for the fact that we had not been to the moon Mm-hmm. When I think it was made in 68.
It was 68.
Yeah,
or
we didn't
69,
go till 69.
Yeah.
And it, you know, just the way that he filmed it was, you know, it showed that he had the skills.
Uh-huh.
There was no question about that. It
and
was,
if you get a chance, if you ever get a chance to see it on the big screen, oh yeah.
Man,
it's the last 30 minutes you need to be tripping, as they say,
right.
Because all the psychedelic
it
stuff.
It was wild, yeah.
But it's a good movie. Yes, sir.
If you think about, if you're the government and you're going to send guys to the moon,
mm-hmm.
you have no idea what they're going to encounter when they get there. So wouldn't it be a smart idea to take a connected director of Kubrick's, you know, his status, and uh-huh. have him make you a couple of copies of a bogus moon landing so you could plug in just in case.
What if they
were to land and these creatures, these reptoids walked up to them
right.
and attacked them, and you're on TV? You can't show that to the people. I mean, sure, they don't know what they're going to encounter.
Right,
they have no idea.
You're exactly
no.
right.
So you get Kubrick to do it, and you show it.
You
just
know
in case.
They were covering their asses.
It's bingo.
I want to say something about the people who believe they might have gone, which I'm one of those.
Okay.
But here's the thing that's strange that they did bleep out. There is like a minute to a minute and a half of silence on radio transmissions
mm-hmm.
that they were talking about. They're here.
Yep.
They're watching us.
Yep.
What are they? Who are they?
Yep. They use Santa Claus as the code word, too.
There was something weird happened.
Mm-hmm. What was the code word?
Santa Claus.
So they took them off the air, guys.
Yeah.
They did not really, they didn't transmit. So it makes, there was some fishy things that went on.
Yeah.
A lot of fishy things went on. But when you asked ground control,
uh-huh.
you know, to take you offline
yeah.
because somebody's watching you.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, Gordon Cooper went on to say that they were ships parked on the edge of the crater closest to where they landed, and he said it was obvious they did not want us there. And he claims that's why we didn't go back.
Wow.
Wow, I'd never heard this stuff.
Well, of course, they went to a lot of... Anytime you say something like that, you're immediately... They do what I call character assassination.
Yeah.
They went after Cooper. Oh, he's losing it. You know, mm-hmm.
right.
Who knows?
Yeah, and they saw some throughout all of those landings, those lunar landings,
mm-hmm.
they saw evidence of being watched or some UFO kind of phenomena. There was a lot of things that they didn't want us to know.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of things. There's things we'll never know about what happened
yeah.
during the moon landing.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've got Air Force Tech Sergeant who testified under oath that one of his jobs was to airbrush out all the stuff from the pictures they took on the moon of the buildings, the structures. That was his job, to airbrush it all out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Now, there
Who
was,
knows?
There
Who
was
knows?
Some questions yeah. about the flag that they planted.
Yeah.
They said it looked like it was waving in the wind.
And there's mm-hmm. no wind.
Yeah,
and
the excuse
no
was what that was a malfunction of the spring or whatever that was holding
yeah,
it out. I don't know.
Supposedly the wire was moving or something. But... you know, the gravity is pretty weak there. It's like 1/8 of
yeah.
the gravity of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So, you know, what are you to believe? Personally, I think they probably went to the moon. But mm-hmm. do I believe they were watched? I really think they might have been, because you do not cut out a minute and a half to 2 minutes of transmission mm-hmm. and say, there's something here watching us. I'm paraphrasing what was said.
I agree.
And
interesting.
Well, and I think the anomalies on the video, like you're talking about the flag and all that, I think they used Kubrick's version of the moon landing
uh-huh.
and showed it instead of the actual moon
That's
landing, because they didn't know what they
right.
might run into.
Of course, Armstrong was like, I'm packing. I ain't worried.
You know.
And a space gun or something.
Makes sense.
Hey, we got another phone call. I wonder if it's another call for Matthew's
it
birthday.
It could be.
Who knows?
And you're 38 today.
38.
Wow. You're a young
I used to wear size 38 pants. In another dimension, years ago. Right? You're on the
That's
air.
That's my end scene.
You're on the air with Matthew on his birthday. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Oh, this is Leon, and I just wanted to say happy birthday, Matthew.
Man, Leon, thank you.
I hope you have a great one. And as far as the lunar thing goes, one day when I pass on and I stand before my maker, there's two questions I'm going to ask him.
I know one of them.
Yeah, did we ever land on the moon? And the other one is, why did you make gnats?
I'm with you on that.
Well, hey, there's no gnats on the moon, so...
Well, now
we don't know.
That might be one of them other people were doing up there, yeah.
There were no nets before we went to the moon.
All right, hey, all you have to do to get your free stuff is call 279-7431 and leave a message. Tell them how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, you'll get 15% off the Crave Cafe for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leon.
Thank you, sir. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah.
When I was growing up, there was a gentleman, I was pretty close to him, he was a neighbor of mine, uh-huh. His name was John Ed Long. He actually was in the Guinness Book of World Records. He had the most flight time of any human being ever.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
That's a lot of flight time.
It has a lot of flight time. But I used to ask him questions, you know, hey, mm-hmm. Did you think we went to the moon? He swore up and down. He said, there's no way. You know, he just couldn't.
The Van Allen
in his mind, he couldn't physically uh-huh. believe that we would be able to build something capable of doing it, you know. But, you know.
Yeah,
but
I've often heard that Van Allen belt.
Yeah, how did we get through it? We can't now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was an Apollo astronaut. His name was Edgar Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
He swears we went to the moon. Okay, but here's what he does say.
Mm-hmm.
There are aliens and UFOs, and he swears to it.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
And the government tried to ostracize him because of that. Mm-hmm. He's passed on now.
Really?
But you can Google him, or should I say you can YouTube him, mm-hmm. and he will tell you that Roswell was a real deal. He knew the people mm-hmm. that put them little bitty critters in them little boxes at the funeral home.
I'll tell you what.
And his name's Edgar Mitchell. You can go YouTube it, and it's all right there.
That sounds kind of severe. Usually they do that ostracizing when you're born.
He went to Antarctica, too. He was one of the ones that they brought to Antarctica when they found whatever it was they found a few years ago.
Interesting.
Now, I hadn't heard about that. I guess I've been living under a rock. What did they find?
We don't know.
Or we don't
Obama,
know.
Obama, the Pope, everybody went there. It's believed that they found the giants that were buried in the ice down there. It's what they believe.
Uh-huh.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Man.
No.
I got to go home and get on the internet and look up some of this stuff.
Well, speaking of astronauts, though,
uh-huh.
there was a few others. One of the major astronauts, we've talked about this before, was Gordon Cooper.
Oh,
he
yeah.
actually chased flying saucers. Uh-huh. He actually saw one land in a lake bed and get out and walk around. They took pictures of it.
Took a video of it. That's right.
Yeah. And he sent it to his higher authorities, and they supposedly told him to forget all about it.
Yep.
That it, you know, they took care of everything.
Nothing to see here.
Move along.
Yeah.
But now, it's interesting that the Pentagon and the Navy and everyone has admitted now that there are UFOs, and they got pictures of them from about 3 or 4 years ago where they chased these things.
The Tic Tac video and some other stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, and how do you, to defy physics?
Yeah, to make a 90-degree turn at 4,000 miles an hour, not possible.
That'll make you spill your drink right there, I tell you.
Well, it's just
the commentary from the pilot alone was enough to convince me. I mean, they've truly, you know, believed what they saw, for sure.
I do remember something I saw about, you were talking about the gravity.
Yeah.
So even a big boy like me, I could probably get some, you know, serious hang time if I jumped into the air. Seriously.
Yeah.
But they show them on the moon. There's one scene where they're running across there. And, you know,
like
they
rabbits.
Jump. Yeah.
Hopping.
Well, they click it up one notch in speed, and it's like they're running normally.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And
that's
then they slow it down one click, and they got this moonwalk kind of thing.
Manipulate the...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's only one person I know who could do a moonwalk on television.
Now, I tell you what, I actually found a guy that was moonwalking like before Michael Jackson came along. It was a guy back in the 40s, and he did it one time. Of course, he wasn't Michael Jackson. He was one of those old-time dancers.
But I can tell you
dancers,
the beautiful thing of a moonwalk is that if you're in the stock market and you go backwards,
uh-huh.
you're moonwalking. You're not even moonwalking. You're just going backwards.
You're going to fall in the crater.
That's right. But if something happens to the market with us,
mm-hmm.
we can moonwalk you right back to where you need to be backwards. It's called reverse compound interest. Give me a call if you want to know what it is. But even if you're using your money up, it never runs mm-hmm. out.
And even if you believe or don't believe that we went to the moon, you can believe in David Ernest. Because he's going to make sure you don't get lost in space. There we go.
Will Rogers. Will Robinson. Will I got Robinson. Yeah, that's it. Oh, Will Robinson.
I never met an alien I didn't like. But, yeah, call
Danger,
it 279-7431.
Yeah, and we want to get into this 5G stuff here when we come back in a little bit.
Terry was telling us about that.
There's some
that.
Really big stuff I understand is happening. Terry was to tell us about, about the 5G stuff when we come back
from break. We can take a quick break, and because I'm prepared for that, and we'll do that. And just you might want to keep your headphones on because something happens in when we come back after this. We're celebrating Matthew's birthday today, big 38.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And we'll be right back with more health and wealth on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Don't you go anywhere. And I'd like another piece of birthday cake. Give me the one with the flower on it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a view.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
If you chose to call David Earnest to help you with your money matters, you would be singing this song. I'm still standing. If you did not call David Earnest, you would be singing this song. Poor, poor, me. Called David Earnest. I'm still standing. Did not call David Earnest. Poor, me. Call David Earnest. 279-7431. 279-7431. And you won't be singing.
Matthew Earnest's birthday today.
We baked you a birthday cake.
If you get it to me, and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, guys. Man, I am.
Birthday
to you.
Just birthdayed you to death.
Here. Lucky to have so much birthday love.
There you go. So now you got
to. Do we do want you to save a little cake for Grandma?
Yeah.
That cake would be good. That would be good.
Let's see. You got this girlfriend. She's supposed to call in, I think, isn't she?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
She's probably been spooked away.
I don't know.
I'm just, did she, go all out and get you something for your birthday? Well,
she took me out to lunch today.
She took you to Jim and Nick's.
Jim and Nick's.
Oh, that's love right
stuff.
There.
Oh, yeah. Man. Got to get that loaded dip stuff they got.
Man, it was good.
You know what about Jim and Nick's that I really hate they quit having?
What's that, the big old baked potato?
Was their camp stew. They quit having camp stew, and I'm so unhappy about it. It's the best camp stew in the world. Hey, if anybody out there listening from Jim and Nick's, bring it back. Bring it back. Yeah. I want some of that camp
stew. That was good, but the last camp stew I had, I think the camp was in Bosnia. Because it was not good, but the Jim and Nick's was. I remember that. And they used to have
good stuff.
They used to have a big old baked potato, like a football.
Yeah.
And it just is pig and they call it a pig and something.
But if you like hamburgers and cheeseburgers, the Crave Cafes get one of the best ones, too.
They got pizza,
Crave Cafe, too.
And they're real good.
And let's see. What else is going on? We're off tomorrow night. It's going to be a repeat. I think it's one you're in. I'm not sure.
Oh, cool.
And Sorry about that. Let's see. We'll be back live Monday, and we talked about this. My dad even brought this up today. They were talking about sports, football in particular, because everybody loves
big question.
Sports and football. Well, you know, I just got to thinking about it. If Auburn doesn't play this year, if Alabama doesn't play this year, if our own hometown school over here at ASU does not play this year, there's going to be a lot of money going away from, like, merchants, restaurants, hotels, not just to mention the money the schools won't get.
It's crazy.
So this could be
the whole
big
thing is if you want to ask me, everything is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, shutting the economy down. Look, I said this yesterday. If all the pediatricians that have authority, what they call their association or whatever, say children should go back to school, it's important. This is not enough information or scare enough to keep them away from being present in school. How on earth do all these other so-called authorities who are not physicians decide that they shouldn't go to school? And they say, oh, you're going to protect grandma. Well, they can go to school and they can limit being around grandma. The damage of children not going to school is going to be far worse. It's just like this other stuff that's going on that I don't know anything about, but Terry knows about, is this 5G stuff that's coming. You know, anytime they bring on some kind of stuff that our human bodies are, you know, involved with, whether it's water that you drink that's bad, or whether it's ionization from radiation that we are all around all the time, you know, if you get it close to these high-powered power lines, they say they're not good, they can cause cancer, and all these kind of crazy things because they upset the cells. They upset your cells. But Terry was telling me something just a little bit ago about how he had heard that 5G could actually accelerate coronavirus.
It activates it. Now, this isn't just me. This is the NIH, the National Institute of Health, put this out a couple of days ago. It breaks down like this. DNA is constructed from electrons and atoms, which can be influenced by external EM waves. These waves produce holes in the cells. The body creates hexagonal and pentagonal DNA bases to fill these holes. Stop right there. All the people who have what they call Morgellons, we have these stop sign-shaped things, microscopic things coming out of our skin. I've got pictures of hundreds of them. Is that what this is? Were they experimenting with the Morgellons to come up with this? You got to wonder. These bases can join together to make virus-like structures, such as coronaviruses, within our cells. This builds on the previously known fact that 5G acts upon the body cells like a transmitter. And these cells, in turn, especially the skin cells, act like antenna, absorbing signals and adjusting themselves based on those signals. This is quite literally mass programming. This is the National Institute of Health.
Well, one of the questions that you can, I mean, I'm not saying this is on purpose. I'm just saying it's observable. Why is it that so many of a certain race, why is a certain age, and all this are the ones that are dying from the coronavirus more than others? You can say, well, it's because they're tougher. It's because they're more healthy and all these things. I don't believe all of that. I believe that it may have something to do with it, but I'm not so sure that the government doesn't care about old people. Yeah, as I've aged, I'm beginning to realize that more and more.
Because they're takers and not, and they're
they
not
don't want
in.
Us.
Exactly.
They want us to die.
Yes.
That's the
yes.
reason why I preach over and over and over. Be careful with the stock market when you're older. They want it to crash on you, I'm afraid.
You're
maybe.
Right. I believe that.
I mean, like, they know that that can get rid of some stuff, and then the young people get the money back when it recovers. You've got to protect yourself from these crashes, these, or if you want to call them mini crashes, or M-A-N-Y crashes that have happened, M-I-N-I crashes, or M-A-N-Y crashes. Doesn't matter. They happen. We had a 30 to 40% drop just a few months ago. I tell you, in my opinion, I think that it's not over by a long shot.
No,
and if coronavirus gets worse, just like they're predicting, and then this thing Terry brought up, which I have no idea. But the thing is, why take the risk when it's everything you may have? Why risk these folks that have already said it can't happen and then 40% dropped? It's already happened, guys, in the last few months. Just because it's come back doesn't mean it'll stay.
Well, you know, remember, it may not stay. Right at the beginning of the pandemic, all I remember was Fauci and some others that were saying, look, it may get better, like, during the summer, but it's going to come back in the fall.
I remember,
It was almost like, you know, they were fully aware of what was going to happen.
But I wonder what's going to happen on November 4th.
It's going to disappear.
If it's going to be cured, or
we don't know.
If Trump wins, like we hope he will,
well,
are they going to come out with the bubonic plague or rickets or what? I mean, you know, they're going to...
The amazing thing, the CDC came out the day after our mayor did, you know, everybody has to wear masks. Mm-hmm. The CDC came out and said there is no evidence that masks help this at all.
Right.
Basically said it's pointless.
My visors came today in the mail. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look like a welder or something because I just cannot wear the face mask because of this deviated septum.
Well, I don't know how much the mask help. I mean, maybe they help a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard they help probably around 10%.
Right.
Maybe up to 60. Have you ever been able to try to breathe through one of those masks? Really? I almost died trying to breathe through a thick mask.
Fog my glasses up. I can't wear them.
Well, there's a remedy for that. I'll tell you that in a minute. But we've got a phone call.
Okay. No way.
Let's see who it is here. You're on the air with David, Terry, and Matthew Too Tall Ernest on his birthday. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hello, Steve. This is old Kent Brantley here.
Kent Brantley. You know whose birthday it is, don't you?
Yes, it's Too Tall Matthew.
Yeah, you met him.
Too Tall Matthew, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, sir. Hey,
did you know that Elvis is in the building?
Oh, you know, you don't mean Elvis is there.
Yes, he's over here.
Well,
and
put him on the phone, for goodness sake.
Well, hello there. Hey, Matthew, how are you doing?
Elvis, where you been, man?
I've been anywhere and everywhere.
Conspiracy Thursday. I figured Elvis might call.
Well, hey, Elvis, I know Kent's there with you, but we just got a minute left. Can you sing happy birthday for Matthew on his 38th birthday?
Matthew, I'm going to sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Sing it, Elvis.
Happy birthday, Brother Matthew.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
amen.
I hope you have many more birthdays like today.
Thank you very much, Elvis.
Thank you, Elvis.
Hey, Elvis, I'm glad they dug you up.
Yeah, and hey, we got to run. Tell Kent we said bye.
Well, let me ask you this. Does Kent get to go to the Brave Cafe?
Yes, he does, and he gets 15% off. Listen, Kent, call 279-7431 and say, I won 15% off, and we'll leave you a number, and we will get
279-7431.
All right. 279-7431. And for you guys that want an appointment on how to keep your investment from going away, dial the same number, 279-7431.
Thanks, Kent and
Elvis.
Thank you,
Elvis. And thanks, Elvis.
Yes.
I'm glad they dug you up.
Klingons around your anus.
We've got another call. Who could this be? It may be Ella Fitzgerald or something. I don't know. You're on the air with birthday boy Matthew. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Maybe Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Are you there? Cool. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't turn you on.
Uh-oh.
There we go. Are you there?
Sam?
Yeah.
Hey. Who's this?
I said this is Matthew's favorite uncle, and I just wanted to tell him happy birthday.
Whoa. All right.
Hey there. Thank you.
Oh, which favorite uncle is this?
It's not Uncle Sam. I know that.
No.
That's Jerry.
I'm his favorite uncle. Yeah, that's right.
Well, thanks a lot.
You know,
well, all right,
don't pull the stunt on him that my last uncle, I always told my uncle, I said, you're my favorite uncle. And he'd say, David, I'm the only uncle left. I said, that's right.
That makes you my favorite.
That's like my grandmother telling all of us that we were her favorites. She told us separately, though.
Yeah.
And then they find it out, and then they're like,
Thank you, Matthew's uncle, for calling.
Don't work too hard.
I know you've been lifting some heavy items there, so be careful with
your
favorite uncle.
We'll get out of the break.
I mean, go up there and visit my favorite uncle. I'll tell you what,
did he load 16 tons or something?
He's in the rock business.
that uncle.
Well, most of the time he passes a lot of gas too.
Yeah, you told me that.
Anesthesia, but he owns this company that deals with rocks.
And if ever runs out of the gas, he just hits you in the head with a rock.
There you go.
Sand Mountain Stone.
But he's really full of a lot of gas.
There you go. Yeah, I remember meeting him.
They got some really good looking rocks too.
They do have. That Sand Mountain Stone is some fantastic stuff. And I have to get a little plug in here for the Soggy Bottom. And it ain't the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Froggy
Bottom.
Yep.
Froggy Bottom. I'm sorry about the Soddies.
What is a Froggy Bottom?
It's where you can buy some of that Sand Mountain Stone in Montgomery,
Alabama.
Okay,
now that's decorative stone, right?
It's like you
put around your
it's
house.
From Sand Mountain.
Uh-huh. Could you build a house out of it, you think?
I wouldn't. It's made out of sand.
Oh, so one good rain, and you're like living in a crater.
I think that, what, sandstone? I don't know what all. I mean, I know that they got some sandstone.
It's rock, but it's Sand Mountain rock. So
okay.
Yeah. It looks real good. I mean, it's decorative stuff. They put it on the outside.
And this is in Birmingham?
No, it's
Tuscaloosa?
It's almost to Tennessee.
Oh, what's on?
It's North Alabama.
Sand Mountain.
Sand Mountain, Alabama.
And you never noticed that I walk on one leg shorter than the other? When I was growing up, I had to balance myself.
It's like one of those mountain goats.
I just thought you had them like your weird shorts or something. I didn't know what the problem was. Hey, I'm looking around, make sure there's no ladies around, because I got something special for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of, I know it's your birthday and everything. Let's see. Let me make sure I got everything together here.
I don't know what's coming.
Well, you're going to love this. I have arranged, just as guys now, I have arranged for a hot Latino stripper to come here.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. I'm waving.
Make sure your girlfriend's not listening.
Get pictures now. Uh-oh. And I'm waving to him over in the...
I want nothing to do with this.
I'm waving to him over in the green room. That's where all our guests come in and everything. All right, everybody, get ready. Send in the hot Latino stripper.
Hey, man, where do you want me to start work, man?
Pedro, right?
Yeah, man, I'm Pedro, that's me. I come to strip the floors, man. I'm the floor stripper.
Yeah, just strip that little area right over there. They want to redo that.
Okay, man, I'll get started now, yeah? Get the machine turned on. Hey, here we go.
All right.
Sure is hot in here.
You see? Hot Latino stripper.
I'm just a love machine, and I won't work.
You know, this might not be the best time to do this. It's a little loud.
Love machine.
Hey, Pedro. Pedro,
huh?
We're trying to do our radio show. Do you think maybe you could come back a little later?
Hey, Joe, man, whatever you want, man. You're the boss.
You can just leave your machine right there with it.
Okay, man. Yeah, be careful you don't touch this thing, man. I had to go through an hour and a half of training to learn how to use this.
Sure, man. It'll be safe.
Okay, man. See you later.
Sound okay. Like Cheech Marin.
How about that? Anybody ready to see the clown?
I think we've seen enough.
I think you're probably right. Okay. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
Well, we did you up right. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I hope you have many, many more. I just realized that Donna and I got married in September of 1982. So we have been married almost as long as you've been alive.
It'll be 38 years in September.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah.
Man.
And I told her here last anniversary, if she'd killed me when we first got married, she'd be getting out about now. But she
I can tell you this. I don't mean to embarrass him, but when he was born, he drank a lot of milk. And nurses said they'd never seen anything like it.
Uh-huh.
I guess I was
so
hungry.
So, I mean, he just kept on wanting it. They said, he can't have any more. Uh-huh. I said, but he's hungry. So they gave him another bottle. But
we got the phone line now. What's going on?
I do. Yeah. We'll get that. And that was something I forgot. I was going to put in there. Said he was born at the hospital in room 327. 328.
It explains my milkman theory completely.
There you go.
Thirsty for milk right out of the womb.
There you go. All right. You are on the air with David and Terry and birthday boy Matthew. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hello? This is Melissa Bird.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, it is the girlfriend lady. How are you?
Great. I just wanted to call and tell Matthew happy birthday. Aww,
thank you.
How sweet.
That's so sweet.
Now, how tall is she now? How tall are you?
How tall am I?
I am 5'3".
See, the pictures of you guys are just and I don't use this word very much, but precious. I mean, it's just, he is so tall, and you're just right. I'm taller than you, and I ain't taller than nobody. But y'all make a real cute couple. And the sad thing is, aww, sad thing is, so do I. where are you this evening?
I am at my house, but we've been celebrating Matthew's birthday, and we're going to celebrate more later.
Good. Yeah.
I heard y'all had cake.
We did.
Yeah, we had some cake, and we had the hot Latino stripper came in.
Oh, no, you weren't supposed to talk about
it. Well, she's been listening, probably. Oh. All right, I'll tell you what. You were talking about the Guinness Book a while ago, and your neighbor was in there. This young lady's going to be in there for selling the most houses.
Man, I tell you what.
That is a house-selling woman right there.
If you got a house you need sold, call Melissa Burge.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for calling. I know Matthew appreciates it, too.
Thank you.
We'll send you the bill on that plug.
There you go.
All right. Yes. And I love Ernest Financial.
Oh,
all right.
Well,
y'all
we're even
time.
Now. We're all right. Even. Okay. Even. Thank right. you, ma'am.
That's
bye.
Too sweet.
All right. Right. Now, that worked out all right.
Yes, it did.
You just had a great
man,
birthday,
everybody man. I know has called.
Oh, look at this dude on the TV. Did you see him? He's freaky looking. His eyes are all bugged out and everything.
Maybe I thought Donald Trump just wished me happy birthday.
He might be doing that now.
Have a fantastic
you
day.
You never know. Okay.
His hair looks a little better than normal.
It does. Looks like
maybe it's because he's turned to one side.
Yeah, it looks like it's got a little thinner. I mean, surprised he hadn't pulled it out.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
I mean, and did you see this the other day? What's the press secretary's name, the nice-looking lady?
I don't know, but she's a nice-looking lady.
But one of the reporters called her a lying biatch.
Oh, well.
Yeah, right there. Man, you could hear him say it.
For.
And we've got somebody on the phone, probably somebody for you because it's your birthday.
Who knows?
You're on the air with David Ernest and Terry Adams and, of course, Matthew Too Tall Ernest. Who's this and don't cuss?
This is Leah and Ansley, and we just wanted to wish Matthew a happy birthday.
Wow. Hey, thanks.
Matthew Show.
Thank you, Ansley. Thank you, Leah. That's so sweet of you.
Not
guys.
A problem. I hope that you have a great day, guys. I just wanted to call in and say happy birthday.
When are you going to come see us again?
I know. I'm trying, y'all.
She is so busy with it.
Yep. Okay, well, you and I got a mission. We got to get Zoom working.
Yes, I agree. So I'll message you.
Mama! Okay. Mama. Uh-oh. This sounds like a crisis.
Yep, she's calling. Hey, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
That's so sweet.
See you later. Yeah, she's been. She couldn't get a babysitter this week or something. She's. I told her to bring her up here.
It's been rough. Her mom works at a hospital, and they've been very, very. She works in something to do with a COVID unit or something, and it's been very, very difficult. Mm. You know, they've been very... very busy.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
The thing about this COVID thing is that, you know, I don't know who to believe about, you know, a lot of things. The thing that I do believe, though, is shutting the economy down is not a good thing.
No.
Big mistake.
Mm-hmm. Big mistake. And, you know, we need children to go to school. You know, I'm not against the mask. I don't think that you need to wear a mask if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
We have freedoms to do things, but, you know, the government sometimes oversteps. But as far as, like, do you have the freedom to call me at 279-7431 and see if I can prevent you from maybe suffering the thing that happened a few months ago when the market went down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're older, if you don't trust this system, if you don't trust the government, if you don't trust the feds, if you don't trust, you know, whoever you don't trust, if you think that we're going to potentially go backwards again, you know, we ebb and we flow, you know, really, seriously, I think that this market is going to be flat up to a whole decade. In other words, when I say flat, it's going to go ebb and flow, go up and down, and it's not going to really go anywhere except maybe down. That's what a lot of economists are saying. Especially if Biden gets in. If Biden gets in, God,
man, we haven't even seen. I mean, you think it's bad now. Just wait. It's going to be upheaval.
That's
crazy.
Right. And businesses, Terry owns a business. He can tell you, you know, when a Democrat gets in there.
Game over.
And there's a lot of people that know this. But, you know, redistribution of wealth is not a good thing. You work very hard for your money. You don't want it to go away in the market. You don't want it to go away in taxes. You don't want it to go away, period, after you work so hard. You deserve to keep it, and that's what we do. We're asset preservationists. Those two words say it all. Asset preservationist. Mm-hmm. Preserve your assets. Don't let them go away. You need them when you get older. 279-7431. And well said. I wanted to say a few other things about this 5G. I wanted to let Terry finish out what he was saying a little earlier about 5G. Do you have anything else to say about it?
Well, you remember this. When everybody was basically locked up in their homes because of this crap, this pandemic, there were guys with hazmat suits installing 5G transmitters.
I saw those things going up and down the interstate. Yes. They're gigantic.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing about 5G is unlike 4G, 4G you can have a line of sight tower. 5G, you have to have a transmitter every 100 feet. So they're going to be everywhere. And I think they're putting them in the streetlights.
That's a lot of ionization, guys.
That's dangerous.
We all know electricity ionizes stuff.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I know that.
It's bad.
Can't be good for you, especially if you get close to it.
So when are they going to start this? And there's that weird-looking guy again. I think he's got some, some...
Tourette's?
5G on him. I don't know... He's just spooky looking.
Yeah.
Looks like he could be the villain in a Western.
I was going to say, he looks like Doc Holliday or something.
He does. Sorry
to change the subject.
Where's his guns?
You
better keep your guns. Those guys up there that brought out their guns, they tried to, I think they did take one of them away, didn't they?
Did you hear what they did before they charged them?
What'd they do?
The lady's gun did not work. It was not functional. They took it and they had it fixed.
No.
And then they charged them with having their guns out, which I can't understand that because, I mean, that's what happens when they come at your door with the pitchforks and torches. You can get your gun and run them off.
Castle doctrine.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Home is your castle.
And we've got somebody on the phone. Let's see who this is.
You have the right to defend it.
All right. You're on the air with David, Terry, and Matthew. Who's this? And don't cuss.
Man, I'm mad at y'all.
Oh, Lord.
I got up this morning and checked my phone and wasn't on hold anymore.
What?
Yeah, we saw the light quit blinking. We thought you had passed. But we're glad you didn't.
I don't know, man, it's you, but I wanted to wish him a happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
That's awful nice.
If he hangs around with something, y'all, he's got to be a good guy.
Yeah, he can't do it all the time, but he tries.
I try. Thank you.
Hey, Terry, when I called in yesterday, I asked them, were you there yet? And they said you'd be here today. So I asked them to put me on hold for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And they took me off hold sometime down here tonight, I reckon.
Yeah, Greg might have done something with the phones. You know, he's
blame it on Greg.
Yeah, he has a lot more.
He's not here to defend
I was going to say, if I was here, or if it was me. But, hey, man, we appreciate you calling, and I know Matthew does, too.
Y'all have a blessed evening.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, one of our favorites there. Old Cooter himself.
Everybody loves Cooter.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yes.
So, most of your celebrating is done, I guess.
I'm feeling the love,
I'm telling you, man. You've been lauded.
I have.
We all jumped back and went, Lord, Lord.
Tell you what.
And we've got a couple of minutes left. What do we want to go out with?
We'll go out with this. You know, as I was saying a little earlier, I'm an asset preservationist. Matthew is an asset preservationist. Lee is an asset preservationist. But, you know, they're also studying to do the other stuff that they do for young folks.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, young people need different things because, you know, they have more time to take risk. And risk can be good over long periods of time with the market. It's really not a risk. Where the risk is when you trust the government to hold the economy up. In a short-term period.
Right.
5 to 10 years.
That is
with everything you've worked for, and what you're dependent to live off of without having to change the quality of your life, that's something we can help you with.
I mean, you just really don't want to lose what you've worked so hard for when 5 to 10 years of your lifespan is probably 50% of what you got left. And I hate to say it that way, but when you're 60 years old, you're supposed to live to 71 to 77 years old.
Oh,
you know, maybe you'll live to be 85 or 90, but it doesn't sound like good odds. So what I'm trying to say is 5 to 10 years is a long time for us old timers.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And we just don't need to be locked away from our money, so to speak, locked away from half of our money for 5 to 10 years. Amen?
Amen.
So call us. If you don't want to be locked away from your retirement 5 to 10 years potentially, you've already seen it go down 30, 40% in the last few months. Yes, it came back. On hot air, that's what it's on. 279-7431, 279-7431. Let's turn that hot air into solid rock, and not moon rock, solid retirement rock.
All right. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Terry, you want to talk a little bit about Adams Motorsports?
Yeah. You know, if you want a motorcycle, ATV, side-by-side, I don't have any jet skis. I'm sold out. Come by.
Man, that's done, right?
Done deal.
Now, I heard you say the other day that at the beginning of every year, they took bids who wanted how many.
Well, all the dealers get together, and what we order is what they make.
Wow.
That's how it works.
So they have
just pick up the phone and say, hey, Kawasaki, I need 3 more jet skis.
They have no last year's models, huh? All right.
Doesn't work that way. The factories have shut down.
All right, so your phone number and location?
Is 271-5500 with the big blue building on Atlanta Highway, on the Eastern Boulevard, mm-hmm. right across the road from the Love Stuff. People know where that is.
They do.
Well, they're going to love the stuff.
I'm out there at 2 in the morning, pedaling, and I look over there, and there's like 8 cars in the parking lot.
You got fun stuff on both sides of the road over there, I guess. Matthew, on that note, you got the last word, man.
Well, thanks for all the birthday love, all the birthday, happy birthdays and all that. Yeah, it is. It makes you feel good.
You're welcome. All right. Well, we're going to hit the road, get on out of here. We'll be back live Monday
night. I want you to work real hard next week.
You got it.
Got to pay for that birthday cake.
That's it.
And we've been celebrating, and we're going to celebrate on out the door. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show right here on News Talk 93.1. That's WACV. Cooling the gang. Celebrate.
It's a celebration.